episode, I talk about real estate and the stock market.
Welcome to Finance Endeavors, a Canadian personal finance podcast, sharing ideas about money and how to build wealth from earning, saving, borrowing, spending, and investing. With your host, Mehdi Zerwali.
Hey everyone, this is Mehdi Zerwali and this is episode 11 of the Finance Endeavors Personal Finance Podcast. And today we're going to compare the real estate investment versus the stock market. Hope everybody's doing good. I know it's been a while, I haven't recorded a podcast show. We had a little addition to the family, a little beautiful girl. Her name is Aya. She's about a month now approximately. She's an angel. She's beautiful, quiet. We're very happy, we're super excited, and you're going to hear probably a lot more crying and whining on the podcast sometimes, all right? So today we're going to talk about the real estate versus the stock market. Obviously, there's no straightforward answer to it as there are so many factors involved, but to help you in making the decision, let's discuss the investment on the basis of this major point. Number one, ease of trading. Obviously, without a doubt, stock market investing offer better ease. Why? Because you can invest in stock market without any big amount. So you can go as little as $1,000. On a Quest Trade in TD, it's about $1,000 that you can start with. I'm not sure about the other companies, to be honest with you. I haven't dealt with them a while, but you can check it out with your bank if they offer any stock trading or any other independent brokerage firm. Okay, it can also be done from a computer, from any place really, from your cell phone, from the computer, from pretty much the comfort of your home. And of course, selling stock, it's extremely easy. Okay, with real estate, you have to go to a survey property, inquire about the area, go through a whole process, including government regulation, and most importantly, selling or buying real estate involves a lot of regulation, taxes, and laws. Okay, so it's not as easy, and I'm not trying to push towards the real estate, but it's a little bit more complicated. It requires a lot more of money, obviously, especially if you don't have any investors helping you, or if you have your own money. It's still hard. It's not as easy as buying or selling stock. And obviously with the stocks, you can buy a lot of stocks and that would basically lower your risk, you know, if you have them diversified. Where property, unless you're a millionaire and you can afford to buy five or six in one shot, it can be win-win or lose-lose, really. Number two, risk-reward. Means that the reward expected and achieved of course, in lieu of the risk taken by you. So there's no clear winner in this. The risk of losing money is there in the market as well as real estate. So when the prices slump to a lower level, what happens? In this case, real estate investor can still use the property to, you know, to live, rent, or earn residual income. That's a lot of people, basically, the average Bob, I should say, instead of the average Joe in the US, but average Bob, in worst case, if you're stuck, he can at least rent it out. He might lose a bit of money, depending on how much he can rent it, depending on how much other properties around are being rented for, but, you know, it doesn't hurt. Unless, of course, the business behind the stock rebounds, and then it will end up in a loss for investor. So real estate also gives the option of buying on a loan, okay? Point number three, I should say, investing choices, they're available. So real estate choices, of course, are limited. It can be either in a land or a building. The building could be a home or commercial property. With the stock market, the choices are more varied to investor with a different risk profile. Investor can invest in an individual security of companies. They can also invest in index funds which track the index, or ETFs, we'll do another episode on that, that allow for you to follow the real estate. If you really want to aim for real estate as much as possible, there are stocks over there that follow the real estate, bigger real estate companies. And of course, they can invest in equity-oriented mutual funds. So of course, in conclusion, both are great source of investment and building wealth in the long term. Success in investing, of course, in these assets depend on the knowledge of the asset as well as the inclination and attitude of you, pretty much, whoever you're going to be invested in. So it's advisable, of course, to do way more research to be able to judge the option that is more suited to you. Okay, so I hope that helped you a lot to a bit to compare Everybody's been interested in real estate. You're going to see a lot of books, a lot of conferences about, you know, how to make $1 million by 30, all about real estate. Sadly, it's not as easy as it looks. It all depends on, you know, buying at the right time and selling at the right time, buying the right property, and depending on the area, there's a lot of factors that are involved to it. So I hope you found that this episode very useful. Please don't be shy. Share the podcast, share the episode, leave a comment. More people will listen to it, more information I can get out of the demographic that of the listeners, and I can provide with a better insight on the subjects. Talk to you soon, guys. Thank you very much. Have a good day.